Brittany, and I'm currently a student in our Academy Plus Transition Program here at the Minnesota State Academy for the Blind. Welcome to our podcast here at MSAB. This podcast will highlight some of our school events that are taking place throughout the year, as well as some interviews that we have with some of the students, staff, and people from the community. This podcast today will feature an interview we did with Dan Coleman, who was commissioned to write a piece for our school's 150th anniversary, which took place in 2016. He has composed several songs for vocal and instrumental groups, and we were happy to have him write a song for us. Here's his interview. You will hear my friend Allie and I asking him a lot of questions about how he composed this piece, along with his other works and other compositions that he has done. Tell us about yourself and the work that you do.
Well, I live just south of here in Northfield, Minnesota, so not far to commute up here to the school, which has been a fun thing to do these past few rehearsals when we've been putting the song together. I work as a composer, so that means that I write music, of course, but I write music and on commission by various churches or youth choirs or bands, orchestras, whoever wants to have music written for them. They often ask a composer to write a special piece, often for a special occasion like this. And so that's what I do for my work. So this is just one of several projects I've had this year, but this has been a really special one for me because of the big celebration down here that you were talking about.
What inspired you to be a composer?
Well, I think it was probably just growing up around music. My father was a band director, primarily elementary. He started thousands of students on their instruments in the course of his career. And so because he was involved in music, and we also had a lot of music happening at our church when I grew up, I just grew up with music all around me. So I started playing the trombone in fifth grade. I started singing long before that. Not in choirs. We didn't have a children's choir at our town, but I sang a lot of solos in school and at church and things like that. And so I just grew up in music, and we had a wonderful high school music program where I went to high school in Austin, Minnesota, back in the 1970s. And mainly because of that, I just decided to continue into music because I liked it so much. And I wasn't composing a lot when I was in high school, but I started to write music in college, and especially when I got to be in about my mid-20s, I started to write music just about every day then on a pretty serious basis.
Tell us about composing. Can you describe that process for us?
Yeah, it would be really boring if you came and watched me compose because it's a lot of work. It's not really the kind of thing where, I think probably before I was a composer, I thought most composers just had it all kind of beamed down to them from God directly into their head and they just wrote it out. But it doesn't happen that way. Most composers, it's like writing a paper where you try to get as much down on the page as you can one day, and then the next day you might wake up and decide, oh, I don't like most of this, but I'm going to keep this little part here. And I cross off a lot of things. I use a red pen a lot, and I rework things all the time. So it takes quite a while to compose. Even a short, you know, a five-minute piece like this might take a couple months to write.
What are some challenges that you inquire when composing music?
I think the main thing is just getting to the point where I like what I'm writing. Oftentimes, depending on the nature of the commission, some music is different because it has lyrics or just different instrumentation and things like that. So every project is different. But I often have to get to the point where I say, well, this isn't perfect the way it is right now, but I have to keep this section and move on and go into the next section. And then when I have a chance, I can go back and rework the whole thing again. But so I think one of the main challenges is just getting a composition that I'm writing to the point where I really am pretty happy with it. But that often takes a long time. And sometimes I'm not really happy with the music I write until I hear somebody perform it. And then I'm usually happy with it. There are a few projects I've done where I'm not happy really with the final project, but most of the time I'm pretty happy by the time it ends and the performers are, if they like it especially, then I feel pretty good about it.
Okay, so our school commissioned you to write a piece in celebration of our 150th anniversary last year. How did you come up with the piece, "We Follow That Vision," for our school?
Well, this was a case where I wrote both the music and the words. And oftentimes when there's a song that has words to it, the poet or the lyricist writes the words first, and then the composer, a different person, will come in and write the music. But oftentimes composers write both words and music, and I've done that with some of my projects, so that was the case here. And I think for the most part, I wrote most of the words first for this one, but I was free to change, of course, the words as I was writing the music if I wanted to. That's one of the nice things about doing both, is that you are able to do that. If I was working with somebody else's poem, I wouldn't change any of the words because that wouldn't be fair to them. But if it's my poem, I'm able to do that. So part of the process with this was, first of all, meeting with Jenny Pelletier, who is the person, of course, who originally contacted me about this. I talked to her a lot about the school. She had only been here for 1 year at the time, or she was in her first year when she talked to me about this. And we talked about what a special place this is. She also gave me this wonderful book called 100 Years of Sight and Sound that was written by the people at this school 50 years ago when the school was celebrating its centennial, its 100th year. And that was back 50 years ago in the 1960s when that was written. So that had a lot of information about how the school began, who some of the original leaders and teachers were. And so I tried to talk about those people, or at least generally talk about them, but I do mention the founder of the school, Harriet Tucker, in the song. And so the lyrics kind of came out of that, largely out of that book, or from talking to Jenny about what happens here, what a special place it is, how special the students are. And of course, I found that all out when I came here to rehearse the song. It was just great to get to know people. And so the whole project has been a real joy for me.
How long did it take you to compose "We Follow That Vision"?
Well, it's always hard to say exactly how long, because when I'm working on a project, sometimes I'll work several hours on a day with it, but other days I won't work as much and I'll be doing something else or working on a different project. But I know that when Jenny originally talked to me, it was months before the celebration, maybe even a year almost before the celebration, she talked to me about doing this, and we decided, you know, what the scope of the project would be. We kind of wanted it to be something that could be sung by a lot of the students here. So it turned out to be sort of a popular style, I guess you would say, pop tune in a way. And it just became a process then of getting together. And once I got it on the paper, I came down and spent several rehearsals with the choir here and with the pianist, and we put it together that way.
In terms of writing compositions, what is your favorite ensemble or instrument?
Oh, I think my favorite ensemble to write for is children's choirs. I write a lot for young singers, and that's some of the most satisfying. Not so much because of the music itself, although I do like writing that kind of music, but I just love hearing kids sing. So if children are singing my music and they're singing it well, I usually really am happy with it, even if the song isn't, well, normally I like the song, but sometimes I like it a lot better when I hear kids sing it well. So I'd say children's choir is probably my favorite, but I do like the variety of writing one day for a children's choir and then the next project might be for a college orchestra or a band or just something different.
What else would you like to share with us today?
Well, I think I already said a little bit about how special this was for me to come down here and to get to meet some of you and hear some of you. And I've been to, I think, 3 concerts here now, all of which have really thrilled me. You had a drummer here from the Twin Cities once. It was just a wonderful concert with a lot of you. A lot of the students here were drumming along. And then I came to your Broadway show. Really enjoyed that. That was a year ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And so I just, every project is this way for me. One of the most special things about it is just getting to know people and getting to collaborate with people and bring music to life for the first time is always a big thrill.
That was our interview with Dan Kallman, and we really appreciated him coming into our studio. To close out this podcast today, we have a recording of Dan Kallman's song, We Follow That Vision, that was commissioned for our school. It is performed by some of the students of MSAB, but was originally performed with the Faribault High School Choir. And we really appreciate having this song as a part of our school's history.
Thank you.
Thanks to Brent and Ryan for helping us as tech producers and helping get this podcast up and running. Also, thanks to Allie for helping me interview Dan Coleman when he came for his interview. Thanks for tuning in.